Zog de Gemara daf samach zayin omet beiz de taper omet. Ha'oimer God gedi v'sonuk lohi. God gedi zog drashi his mazel mazoli. My mazel should have good luck. V'sonuk lohi. Zog drashi oyef al tihi. I should not be tired. I should have good luck and not be tired. Ashkechi yabushchi. Ashkechi yabushchi means yom v'layla, day and night. I should have good luck, not tire out, and this should take place day and night. So he's saying this as a superstition. Yesh b'mishum darkei ha'moiri. This is darkei ha'moiri. It's considered also because of darkei ha'moiri. Rabbi Doimer, God ain't a loshon avodah zarah. God is a loshon of avodah zarah. Shenemar ho'orchem le'God shulchan. So it's much more chomer. It's not darkei ha'moiri. It's loshon avodah zarah. And loshon avodah zarah, you can't mention avodah zarah's name. Zog de Gemara, hu bishmo v'hi bishmoi. If him and his wife interchange names, he calls her Avram and she calls him Rivka. Yesh b'mishum darkei ha'moiri. They're doing this for superstition, but it's darkei ha'moiri. It's also doinu doni. Doinu doni means barrels. Zog drashi ischasku chaviyosai. My barrel should become stronger. Yesh b'mishum darkei ha'moiri. It's also darkei ha'moiri. Rabbi Doimer. Ain't don el loshon avodah zarah. Don is a loshon avodah zarah. It's much more common than darkei ha'moiri. It's avodah zarah. You're mentioning a name of avodah zarah. Shenemar hanishboim ba'ashma shoimron va'omru chayel kecho don. Now Rashi explains that it's not darkei ha'moiri. It's avodah zarah mamish. V'chayim mishum koyre b'shem avodah gelulim. You're not allowed to be koyre b'shem avodah zarah. The pasuk in the Torah says v'shem elokim acherim v'shem elohim acherim lo yisaskiru aponai. You're not allowed to say Avodah Zarah's names. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel says that you're not allowed to be maske Avodah Zarah. For instance, Hampton Lee b'tzad Avodah Zarah Pliny. Meet me by this and this Avodah Zarah. Yechai because of the posuk of Shem Elohim Acherim Loisaskir Aponai. Now, Rashi says, Yo'iv on a lav. So Rashi, V'chayev mishum koira. Yechayev. What does chayev mean? Chayev means Yechayev Malkus. That means Yo'iv on the lav of Hashem Elohim Acherim Loisaskiru. Rashi says Yechayev. Chayev means Yechayev Malkus. So L'chor it means this lav of Shem Elohim Acherim Loisaskiru Aponai. The Rambam is in Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Hey, Halacha Yud is Moina, that if a person mentions the Avodah Zarah's name, that I'm going to meet you by this and this Avodah Zarah, he's Oivan the lav, he's Chayev Malkus, of Hashem Elohim Acherim Loisaskiru Aponai. That's what Rashi's saying. El Avodah Zarah Mamash V'chayev Mishum Koyer B'Shem Avodah Zarah Lulim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not darkei ha'moiri when you say doin duni, but rather it's avodah zarah mamish. Zok de gemara ha'oim ala oirev, tzrach. If someone tells a raven, scream. Meaning, it's a lachash, Zok Rashi. Vula urvita, and he tells a female raven, shriki, to shriek. So, v'achzirali znovecha letoivo. And be machzi your znav letoivo. That's all part of the lachash. Yesh b'mishum darkei ha'moiri. Ho'oime shachtu tarnagol zeh shekora arvis. If someone says shech this rooster, this tarnagol, shekora arvis, because it crowed out like a hen, like a female. V'tarnagolis, and he calls out to a female tarnagolis, shekora gavris, that she crowed like a tarnagol. Kora la gever. Yesh b'mishum darkei ha'moiri. That's called darkei ha'moiri. Zog de Gemara, eshte v'oysel, eshte v'oysel. I will drink and I'll leave over. You say these things. Eshte v'oysel. In order that it should be a brocha b'yenoi. Yesh boi mishum darkei ha'moiri. Havakaz beitzim b'koysel. Someone who cracks eggshells against the wall. Bifnei efroichim, he does it in front of young chicks, young birds. Yesh boi mishum darkei ha'moiri. There's a nachash. This is all a superstition that what? That they shouldn't die. So that's what Rashi says. So, Vakaz beitzim b'koysam b'neim v'avroichim yesh b'm darkei ha'moiri. V'hameigis b'fnei afroichim. If someone is meigis, he mixes in front of birds. Yesh b'mishum darkei ha'moiri. Hamra kedes. If someone dances. V'hamoine shivim v'echod afroichim b'shvil shlo yamusu. And he counts 71 birds in order, as good luck, as darkei ha'moiri, as a nachash. As a superstition that he shouldn't die. Yesh b'm darkei ha'moiri. Hamra kedes l'kutach. If someone dances while you're making a kutach, a dish of sour milk, and you dance in front of it in order that it should be stronger and better tasting, It's all dark and murky. V'ameshatekes la'doshim. If someone tells the lentils to hush the lentils, when they're on the pot in the fire, he says, shah. The lentils are cooking. Says dark and murky. V'ametzavachas l'grisin. Someone screams at the beans. Yesh v'm dark and murky. Hamashtenes b'fnei k'tera also. If a woman urinates in front of a k'tera, b'shul shetz basham hera, in order that it should cook quicker, yesh v'm shum dark and murky. Ava noisnim. But you're allowed to be placed. Kiss him. A kesim is a twig. Shall tut of a tut tree, Zagdashi Muyer. It's a bitter tasting tut, type of berry. And it's not a nachash, helps in order that it should cook better. You place these twigs, shall tut, vishivre schuchi, so you place shards of glass in a kdega, in a pot. You're not doing this for superstition, but you're doing this that it should cook better. Bishul shetz basha mehega, so then it's not called darkei moiri. There's a reason. But Chachom Oisrim B'Shivrei Tzruchis, Chachom is saying, Allah use the shards of glass. B'Bnei HaSakona, Stamets Oseb, HaSakona. It's dangerous. You might swallow a shard of a glass. Zogim Otan Rabban Anoisin, Boil Shel Melach L'Tech Haner. You're allowed to take a fistful of salt and place it in the fire while it's lighting. B'Shvil Shetoyer V'Tadlik. It should light better. V'Noisin Tit V'Charsis. You're allowed to take tit, cement, and charsis, and pottery. Tachzaner under the candle, bishvil shetamtin v'tadlik, that it should light longer. Zog di gemara, and Rashi says, mitzanin is hashemen ve'en edolik maher. When you cool off the oil, it lights longer because it's cold. So here also, you place this tit and chas, this tachzaner, it should be tamtin v'tadlik. That's all mutter. Zog di gemara, om rav zutra, haiman de michsi shargu de mashcho. If someone covers a oil lamp, shaga de mashcha, umhegale nefto, and he uncovers the opening, the pot of a kerosene lamp. Now all this is making it light quicker. He's closing it up, so less oxygen, or is opening it, so it burns quicker, the kerosene. He's covering mishum baltashchis. Stam letting it light quicker. Now obviously if there's a purpose, there's no baltashchis, but if there's no purpose, stam to let it go burn quicker, that's baltashchis. Zog di gemara, cham revechaya lefum rabbonon. Cham revechaya, zog Rashi, kshemoyz givenoiz in kois. When you pour a cup of wine, you say, as a brocha, you say, chamra wine, vechaya, and lechayim, and life, lefum rabbonon, to the mouth of the chachomim. Eimim shum darkei marin, not darkei marin, that's the makor to say lechayim. When a person drinks wine, he says lechayim. Lechayim, it should be lechayim, and not lemoves, not lesam, not for poison. Lufum rabbonon, the chachomim, that the Torah and that should emanate from them, it should be lechayim when they drink the wine. That's not darkei moiri. Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva also mishnah levnoi. He made a mishnah for his son. Val kol kois v'kois shehevi, and every cup that was brought, omar chamre v'chaya lufum rabbonon, chamre the wine v'chaya and life lechayim lufum rabbonon. And then he said chaya v'chamre lufum rabbonon ulufum talmidei hoin. So that was done, and that's not considered darkei moiri. Zog di gemara, hadan loch ba meisho, hadan loch ba meisho, hadan loch ba meisho. Zog di mishnah, klal godel omru b'shabes. There's a very important klal. The gemara is going to say why it says godel, but there's a klal that's relevant to Shabbos. Kol hashecheach ika Shabbos, ba'osam melochis harbe b'shabos es harbe. So first of all, as a brief hakdama, when a person does an avera, the mezid that is chayv korison. If you do that avera b'shoigeg, you chay v'chatos. Shigas melochas means that you do the same melocha numerous times, not knowing that the melocha is forbidden. That's called the shkoga on the melocha. So that avera you do numerous times, you chay one chatos. Shigas two averas, that's if you do a shkoga of one avera numerous times, so you chay one chatos. If you do a shkoga of two averas, two different averas, you chay two shkogas. You chay two chatos. Meaning, one avera, again and again, you chayv one chatos. Two averas, you chayv two chatos. Shabbos, on the one hand, Shabbos has an aspect that it's like one avera, the whole Shabbos, all the melachas. It says, loisatsa kom melacha. That's one general rule, loisatsa kom melacha. And on the other hand, Shabbos has numerous melachas. Numerous, each individual lamites melacha is a different avera. So it's like different averas. So that's going to be the missus discussion. When is it chayv achas? When is it chayv more than one? And it says the following klal. Klal gol omer b'shabbos. Kol ha-shechech ika Shabbos. Someone who does no inkling at all, he doesn't know at all about Shabbos. Either the tinik shenishba, or once upon a time he knew about Shabbos, but today he has no inkling. He knows which day the week it is. He knows it's the day of Saturday. He knows it's after Friday, but he doesn't know what Shabbos is. He shechech ikas Shabbos, or he never knew. It's a machlokes later on in Daf Samaches. If we're talking about that he once upon a time knew that it was Shabbos and now he doesn't know, or pshat is like a tinik shenishba. He never knew what Shabbos was. So, but the point is, today he doesn't know any inkling what Shabbos is. Kol hashechech ikas Shabbos. The awesome malachas harbe b'Shabbos is harbe, and he did numerous malachas on this Shabbos, on the next Shabbos, all with the same haloma of not knowing at all what Shabbos is. Einoy chayev elachatos achas yichayev one chatos for what? For not knowing the ikka Shabbos. Now Rashi says over here as follows: Hashechech ikka Shabbos ksovu ein Shabbos Torah. He thinks there's no Shabbos at all in the Torah, like we said, either Tinik Shanishba or today he doesn't know at all there's Shabbos in the Torah. So ein chayev elachatos achas yichayev one chatos. So Rashi says as follows: there's two psukim. On the one hand, begemori yalef l'shmira achas l'Shabbos es harbe. We know there's one shmira for many Shabbos. There's a pasuk that says v'shomru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos. One shmira. U'shmira, and yet we find another pasuk l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. It says eshapsoyis atishmoiru. So we find shmira l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So we have one pasuk that says v'shomru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos. We have another pasuk that says shapsoyis atishmoiru, which seems to imply numer shmiras for numer Shabbosim. So different implications. Is it one shmira for all the Shabbosos, or is every Shabbos a different shmira? Umistavra, on that Rashi says, the chiksiv shmira achat Shabbos habi, when it says one shmira for numer Shabbosos. Ki hai gav niksiv, is going on this type of instance. The kula chadish gogehi, the koben asher yikosi, it's going on one kula chadish goge, there's a person that kushachach ikka Shabbos, and that shmira achas akol Shabbosos. Vishomu v'nei sol the Shabbos, the pasuk is referring to a person that shachach ikka Shabbos. He's chayv one chatos for all the Shabbosos and all the malachas that he did, that he was oivon. And the other pasuk, v'shomru eshapsoyis atishmoiru, which implies numer Shabbosos, is talking about where there was a yedea ikka Shabbos. We'll see soon that the next part of the mission, that's going on yedea ikka Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos. Just right now I forgot that it's Shabbos, but I know about Shabbos. Just this week I didn't know it was Shabbos. This week I thought it was Friday. But the next week, there was a yedea ben a time. There's a yedea of yemei chol in between. So that's shapsoyis atishmoiru. That's numer Shabbosos. So zok the mission again. That's one. Zok Rashi, the next case. Oh, hayadei ikka Shabbos. Hayadei ikka Shabbos is the next case in the Mishnah. That means if someone knows about Shabbos, this is called Shiga Shabbos. I know by Yisoydi, I know about Shabbos. Zok Rashi, she is Shabbos b'Teira. I know there's a Shabbos. I know there's a Issa Malocha. But what happened? V'osa Malocha is harbe, b'Shabbos is harbe. And I did many numerous malachas throughout numerous weeks, one week, the next week. I know about the Ikka Shabbos. But today, I didn't realize it was Shabbos. I came to a place, they told me it's Friday and really it was Shabbos. And the next week too, I made the presumption that it's Friday and really it's Shabbos. So I know Ikka Shabbos, but today I have a Shiga Shabbos. I did malachas harba, Shabbos is harba. So chayev, one chatos for every Shabbos. Chayev called Shabbos for Shabbos. One chatos for every Shabbos. And Rashi explains, the first wide line, because he didn't realize today is Shabbos. He was misled, he thought it's Friday. The safer is going in the next case. The third case is that he knows that it was Shabbos, but he just doesn't know about the malacha. The reish is talking about he doesn't know what Shabbos at all. And between week number one and week number two, still was no yediyah in between. It's all behelam achas. He didn't realize he did a chet. He's chayav on every Shabbos one. Why is he chayav on every Shabbos one? Zog Rashi, chatas achas l'chol Shabbos. One chatas every week. V'af bishlo nerlim in a time, even though there's no yediyah in between, v'helam echadu, and it's still one haloma. V'amrinon, but the reason why he chayav every week is yomim shim in a time having yediyah. The days in between is like yediyah, l'chalek, to consider every Shabbos in uchatos. She efsha shloi shoma ben a time. It's impossible, Zog Rashi, that you didn't hear in between, the 6 days in between, that day that you thought was Friday was Shabbos. So it's impossible. There had to have been a yediyah in between. That's Shitas Rashi. Rashi says that you need to have a yediyah in between, and it's impossible. There was no yediyah in between. So the Melech is, it's not Behelam Echot. The Yemei Achoyel HaMechalkos. The Yomishim in a time HaMechalik. And it's considered like a new yediyah. So you have an every Shabbos. Tosis argues, Tosis says no. You don't have to have
a yediyah, physical yediyah in between. Just yemeil hachoil are be'etzim like a yediyah, even if it's loy noid aloy. You don't have to have a physical noid aloy like Rashi says. The yemeil hachoil is considered a hefzik in the halama, and it's considered like a yediyah, even if there's no physical noid aloy. So Zokt Rashi weiter. He didn't know between, it's impossible they did not know that Shabbos was that day. But he did not realize the melachas that he did. The shkogah is because of the Shabbos. He thought it was Friday. But now in between, there's definitely a yedi in between. It's after shloi noideloi that day was Shabbos. Hilkach. So that's why it's like Rashi. Kol chada Shabbos chada shkogah. Every Shabbos is a new shogeg. Umiu, however, al harbe melachos shabachos Shabbos lemechay velchada. If he did numerous melachos, I cooked on Shabbos, I was koitz on Shabbos, I was zereh on Shabbos, I'm only chayv one shiga Shabbos. There was a shiga Shabbos. There wasn't a shigas melachos. I didn't realize it's Shabbos. I thought it was Friday. The kula Shabbos chadish kogi. Every Shabbos is one big shogeg. The holy shogag amelachos. He did not make a shogag on the melacha. The yadeus shemelachos asus. I know gans chelik gimel mishabura. I know gans hilcha Shabbos. I know the melachos asa elah Shabbos. The shogag. I was shogig on the day. I thought it was Friday. I came to this place thinking that it's Friday, not realizing it's Shabbos. So it's a shiga Shabbos. Now why am I chayv every week? Zok Rashi, because he efshes lo shomer ben a time that day was Shabbos, so every week is a new shkoga. But it's one shkoga of the whole Shabbos because there's no shigas melachas, but rather it's called the shigas Shabbos. So that's the second case of the Mishnah. So again, the first case of the Mishnah is klal gol omer b'Shabbos kol hashechech ikas Shabbos. I have no inkling about Shabbos. I'm like a tinik shenishba, or I never knew, or I knew once, but today I have no inkling whatsoever. Ve'osam melachas harbe shabbos harbe, and I did numerous melachas on numerous Shabbosos all throughout my life. I'm only chayv one chatos for all the weeks. One chatos. However, the second case, hayadei ikas Shabbos. If you know about Shabbos, be a soidoi. But this week I didn't think that it was Shabbos the day I'm standing at. I thought it was the middle of the week. I thought it was a Tuesday. Hayadei ikas Shabbos. It's called the shiga Shabbos. But also melachos harbe b'shabbos harbe. And I did melachos on numerous Shabbosos. So chayv kol Shabbos b'shabbos. He chayv chatos for every week. And Rashi says, like the Gemara says, is yedi in bin atayim. It's impossible he did not know that day wasn't Tuesday when it comes around the next 6 days. Otay says that no, even if you don't have a physical yediyah, the yom be'etzmar mechalik. But the point is, you chayv one chatos on every Shabbos. The third case, hayedei ashu Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. No question on the day. But also, melachos harbe b'shabbos harbe. And I did melachos every single week. I'm boyer. I'm taking psoilus from oichel. I'm doing the issa boyer. I'm doing all the issa melachos. So I did melachos every single week. So this is called shigas melachos, not shigas Shabbos. I know about Shabbos, but it's a shigog on the melacha. I did not learn the halachas. I don't know the halachas of Eitzah and Beirah and all the other melachas. But also melachos harbe shabbos harbe. Chayev al kol av melacha melacha. Daf samaches on the top. You chayev on every av melacha. So here the chiddush is that there is a shigas melachos. So here I'm chayev every time I do the av melacha. Now, there is no yediyah ben atayim, because here we don't say that the yom ben atayim is a yediyah. Yom ben atayim is only yediyah when it's a shiga Shabbos, when it's a shgog on the day of the week. Then we say the days in between is for sure yediyah. By now you know that what day really was. The yediyah ben atayim is on a shiga Shabbos. Yediyah ben atayim is not on a shigas melachos. I didn't go to a tamtrochem to learn the halachos. I didn't learn the halachos in between. The yom ben atayim is not going to create that it's not a shigas melachos anymore. There's yediyah ben atayim. Said it was a shgog on the melacha. So you're only going to be chayev once for haitzah, only once for beirah. But you're going to be chayev every time on all av melachos that you do throughout all the weeks. The max you'll be chayev 39 times. But you chayev, if you're the first week you do beirah, you chayev a chatos. The second week you do beirah again, you still have one chatos. But the second week you also do koitza, you chayev a second chatos. So you chayev on every av melacha up to 39 because of shigas melachas. You have a shgoga on the melachas. You're not going to be chayev again and again on the same haloma. You're not going to be chayev 5 times for beirah because every time you did beirah, different weeks, no. The weeks in between, the days in between are not mechalik the yediyah. So on shigas melachas, you chayev for the melacha, but only once. You chayev on the melacha up to 39 throughout all the weeks that you oyev on all the melachas. You chayev al kol melacha melacha. Zok the bottom Rashi, Hayadeh Ashu Shabbos v'osam lachas harbe. Here, there was a shigas melachas. I know about Shabbos, but I did numerous melachas without knowing that it's asa. Shalay yodesh hamelachas alol asugos. Ve'asim kamen pa'amim. I did them numerous times. Bekamesh abosos over numerous weeks. Chayla kol av melacha chatas achas. On every mal av melacha, you only chayv one. One time for boyer, one for koitzer, one for zerea. Ve'al pishachos of a kofla bekamesh abosos. Even though you did it numerous times, kula chadash kogi. It's one shogig. It's shigas melachas. I don't know the melachas asa. Dolay noydolay ben a time. There was no idea in between. I didn't go to a bismarish to learn. So I never knew the halachas. During the weekday, I also thought these malachas are mutter. Nothing changed in the weekday. By Shiga Shabbos, you can say the days in between is considered yadia lechalek. That it's not the helamechas anymore, and that's yichayv every Shabbos when it's a Shiga Shabbos. The second case in the Mishnah, aval inyan Shigas Malachas. But the third case in the Mishnah, when the Shigog on the Malachas lo amru hachi. We never said yadiyom bin a time of lechalek. Dibshum hefsek yomim ela ledas. You don't suddenly know the Malachas is awesome because it was days in between. Elam ken yoshev osak vechachomim bilch Shabbos. Unless you went to the Bais Medrash and you learned the Shabbos. The fact that there were days that elapsed, that doesn't make you know Hilch Shabbos. You're still doing the week. You also thought these malachas were mutter. Umiya bechatas achas lemifter kol Shabbos. You're not going to be potter upgepatted with one chatas on the whole Shabbos because every malachad was a shigas malachas. It's up to the shgoga on the Shabbos because there was no shigas Shabbos. I knew a Shabbos. Then you can be chayv one chatas. There was shigas malachas. So every Shabbos I'm chayv for all the malachas that took place. You're not upgepatted with one chatz on the whole Shabbos. The shkoga lav is Shabbos avoy. The shkoga wasn't in the Shabbos. Ela b'melachos. The shkoga was in the melacha. The shkoga is tuva haver. And there were numerous shkogas on every av melacha. There was a shkoga. Ain't chlami only once. Not again because no yidin in between. But it was numerous shkogas on the melachas. The shkogas tuva haver le Shabbos achas. Over one Shabbos there were numerous shkogas on every melacha. Ugemara yalef. Later on, we learn on Daf Ayin. Pomim shuchayv akol achas v'achas. Sometimes you chayv on everyone. Pomim shenachayv ala achas akol Shabbos. Once you chayv once on the whole Shabbos. Umistavra the chiyuv bezodin b'Shabbos b'shigas melachas. When there's zodin Shabbos and shigas melachas, so the ikas shogas tuva shogas melachas. So that's called shigas tuva. Shigas tuva is shigas melachas. Uptura. And when are you chayv only one? B'shigas Shabbos v'zodim melachas. When the shkog is on the Shabbos. Shigas Shabbos. When I don't know that it's Shabbos today. I misled which day of the week it is. Then you chayv only one. Chad the shkog have it. Then it's only one shkog. Zogt Rashi on the top of Samaches Amid Aleph. So when you did, the third case was, Yedeshu Shabbos, you know it's Shabbos. But it also melachas harbi, Shabbos harbi, it was a shigas melachas. Chayv kol av melachu melacha. Zogt Rashi, av melachu melacha. Av melacha de nokad lavli mutte told us. Not coming to say you're not chayv and told us. Do it in the told us, you chayv. Uvavachi, you told us the shnei ovis. It has to be two different told us. From two different ovis. It can be from the same av. Limute hechad av a base told us the av echad. Two told us from one av. You only chayv one. Or, av a told us shaloi. You only chayv one. Like it says in the sefer, the Mishnah. The ene chayv el achas. Kirtoni sefer. Hoy some melacha. And that's not the end of the Mishnah. Zog de gemara, the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah. The top, first line of Samaches Amid Aleph. Hoy some melachas harim ein melacha achas. If you do numerous melachas, all part of the same melacha, for instance, av and its tolder, or two tolders from the same av, ein chayv el achas achas. For that, you only chayv one chatos. Zog de Rashi. The third line of Rashi. Hoy se melach is habem, ein melach achas, shtei toldes shel av echad, two toldes from one av. Ein chayv el chatas achas, darei uka oise v'choise v'oise behalam echad. That's like doing it in the same haloma. It's two toldes from one av. It's like doing again the same thing again without a yidin in between. Ve'ein chiluk hatoyes behalam echad. There's no chiluk hatoyes in one haloma, ela begufi aveira, unless it's different aveiras, shein in doimin, two different ovis, or bechiluk shabosois, or if it's different weeks, linyan shiga shabbos. Shiga shabbos, so then you can have different weeks as mechalik the shabosois, because we said there's yidin in between. Tosis says that you don't have to have a physical yediyah. Rashi says there's efshe shaloi shoma. But the point is the yediyah in between when it's shigas Shabbos and by shigas melachas. So there's no chiyuv chilek katoyis behelam echad unless it's different gufi aveiros that are not doimin zelaze. Two different ovos. Then taka ubi chayev too. Atkan. That is the end of the Mishnah. So it comes out the four parts of the Mishnah are the first part of the Mishnah is that you shecheach ikas Shabbos. Meaning you don't know any inkling about Shabbos. You did numerous melachas, numerous weeks. You only chayv one chatas for all the Shabboses, for all the melachas. Either you're a tinik shenishba, that you never knew, or you once knew, but today you have no inkling whatsoever. The second case in the Mishnah is, Yedea Ika Shabbos. I know about Shabbos. Just today I was misled and I thought it's Tuesday today. And that's called the Shiga Shabbos. But also Melachas Harbe, Shabbos Harbe. I did numerous Melachas over numerous Shabbosos. So you chayav on every Shabbos, one Chatos. Because there's Yedi in between, automatically the weekdays in between as Yedi, as Mechalak, it's not called one Haloma. But throughout the whole Shabbos, there's a Shiga Shabbos, you chayav one Chatos. The third case is Yedea Shu Shabbos. You know it's Shabbos. You know it's Shabbos, but also melachas harbe. But you have a shigas melachas. You don't know melachas also. So then you chayav al kol av melacha melacha. You chayav on every av melacha. Over here, you chayav on every av melacha. But over here, the idea is not going to be mechalik in between. You chayav for every av melacha only once. The weeks, the days in between is not going to be mechalik because there's no idea until you go to a base marriage and learn the halachas. So shigas melachas, you chayav up to 39 of his melachas. And then the Mishnah says, finishes off, that if you do numerous melachas, mei melacha achas, you only chayav one. Either two toldas for one av, or av and its tolda. We'll stop over here by the Gemara, daf samaches, omed aleph, on the top.